Missed the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.
Even as it is another big college football weekend, it is a big basketball recruiting weekend, including for the North Carolina Tar Heels. And anybody who's followed this program for a long time, even through the 5 national championships, knows that quality big men are a huge part of that Tar Heels equation of success. I mention that because this weekend includes the Late Night with Roy festivities, and the Tar Heels have on campus, among others, in the class of 2017, a 6'10 big man from Ohio named Sterling Manley. Now, he's not a prep All-American, just like recent Carolina commitment Brandon Huffman, not a prep All-American, but he is a big guy. And really, the only thing missing right now from the Roy Williams path to more success is more quality big men. And y'all know he was an assistant to Dean Smith back in the day. And when the Tar Heels were winning the national championship in 1982, they had prep All-American caliber big men named James Worthy and Sam Perkins just in that starting 5. Worthy was an in-state guy. Perkins was from New York. And the Tar Heels recruited them. Everybody knew how good they were, but they chose UNC. And sure enough, they're teammates on the 1982 national championship team. Pick another favorite, 1993, Eric Montross from the state of Indiana. Everybody wanted him. The Tar Heels got him. And he was a key figure, an All-American, as the Tar Heels won another national championship for Dean Smith, that one in 1993. Fast forward to the Roy Williams era. He goes from being one of Dean Smith's right-hand men back in the days on the recruiting trail and otherwise to the Tar Heels head coach earlier this century. In 2005, when he won it all, he not only had quality big men, but he had, again, prep All-Americans that everybody wanted. In one case, one left over from the Matt Doherty era, Sean May from the state of Indiana, Marvin Williams from the state of Washington. The Tar Heels showed their recruiting power again by signing those guys. May's dad played at Indiana. Marvin Williams, state of Washington, bypassed about 100 schools that offered him scholarships that were closer to home, and he decided to play in Chapel Hill anyway. When they won it all in 2005, Sean May, superstar center, Marvin Williams, superstar power forward, even as a freshman for a single season in Chapel Hill, but they were important parts of the equation. Y'all know the rest of this theme. In 2009, Tyler Hansbrough, prep All-American from the state of Missouri, he chose the Tar Heels of Roy Williams. He ends up being that 4-time All-American, and he ends up being a key part of the 2009 national championship team. Now, for decades, the Tar Heels have been known as the greatest creator of NBA big men in the history of the sport. The late Bill Guthridge was described by many as one of the best big men coaches in the history of college basketball. So hats were off to Dean Smith, hats were off to Bill Guthridge, and Roy Williams has kind of continued in those themes, winning with quality big men at the college level, and then often sending them off to big things in the NBA. Even as Roy Williams is less than a year removed from coming one win short of another national championship while enjoying another quality big man, Bryce Johnson, he was a prep All-American in the eyes of some, but it's important to remember that he was also a guy that, unlike, say, a James Worthy coming out of high school or some of these other examples, he was not an All-American the day he arrived in Chapel Hill. It took a lot of work from Bryce Johnson, a lot of coaching from Roy Williams and his staff for him to become gradually the kind of guy who was an All-American big man for the Tar Heels, in that case leading them not all the way to a national title, but just one step short that loss to Villanova in the NCAA title game. Carolina, looking forward, has some quality big men this year, maybe not in that same class, but Isaiah Hicks could be an outstanding big man in the post, power forward or center. Kennedy Meeks could be a solid or even better big man in the post, but he's a senior as well. And when you look at the rest of the Carolina roster, and 6'9 Brandon Huffman is committed for future years, but again, not a prep All-American, 6'10 Sterling Manley from Ohio may commit to the Tar Heels this coming Monday, but not a prep All-American. About the only fly in the ointment is that Roy Williams, who hasn't stopped being one of the hardest working coaches on the recruiting trail, who hasn't stopped running an offense that is seen as desirable to high school point guards because they push the pace, and high school shooting guards because Carolina has produced so many of them, but also high school big men. They love the fact that it can still be a post-oriented offense when it's not trying to be the fastest fast break in America. Those things haven't changed, but y'all know about more swings and misses on the recruiting trail for the Tar Heels than usual. And that theme has continued more with big men than with guards. When you look after the coming season, where again, Hicks and Meeks will be quality players in the post for the Tar Heels. Luke May is a big man, but he's a complimentary player. On the recruiting trail, Brandon Huffman is committed. Maybe Sterling Manley commits coming out of this weekend. But they're not seen as rock-solid future stars. Maybe, maybe not. A freshman on this year's team, Tony Bradley, he was a top 30 recruit. Maybe a future star, maybe not. We'll see. The Tar Heels continue to get high-caliber recruits at just about every position. But what has slowed to a trickle is the quality of big men signing with Roy Williams in Chapel Hill. Some attribute it to the AFAM scandal or the other NCAA headlines. We don't even have a verdict from the NCAA yet. But the Tar Heels basketball program is not expected to be specifically hit by those sanctions, whatever they might be. Doesn't have to be James Worthy, Sam Perkins, Eric Montrose, Sean May, Marvin Williams, Tyler Hansbrough. But the only thing missing from a continuation what has been now many decades of a championship tradition in Chapel Hill and an amazing big man tradition in Chapel Hill is signing the next generation on the recruiting trail. Jalik Felton is on the way in the class of 2017 at guard. A shooter named Andrew Platek is also committed. The next superstar big man in Chapel Hill, maybe he's on the roster in the form of Tony Bradley. Maybe he has a solid freshman season and becomes something better than that later. But on the recruiting trail, Roy Williams has a lot of work still ahead. The NCAA issues are almost behind UNC, but if they want to stay in the national championship conversation, if they want to add to, if you go all the way back, 1957, 1982, 1993, 2005, 2009, on all of those teams, there were big-time, big men starring for the Tar Heels. And in most cases, they were prep All-Americans that everybody knew how good they were. They signed with UNC, and in those examples, turned out to be as good as advertised. That pipeline has slowed, and some say stopped, in Chapel Hill. Sterling Manley might not be the answer even if he commits to the Tar Heels. Brandon Huffman, 6'9 guy out of the triangle, might not be that either. But somehow, some way, that is the one question Roy Williams has to answer on the recruiting trail if he's going to continue to compete for national championships and if he's going to someday add to UNC's collection of five NCAA titles.
Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.